Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Jesse Weiza. Thank you for joining us on another incredibly hot Friday evening in Lansing. It's called 25 by 25, yet another ballot proposal getting over 500,000 signatures. This one backed by the group Michigan Energy, Michigan Jobs, which submitted its signatures today for a proposal that would require Michigan electric utilities to derive at least 25% of their energy from clean, renewable sources by 2025. Spokesman Mark Fisk joins me now to explain the reason for this initiative. Mark, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Well, thanks for having us, and thanks for your interest in this important story. Appreciate you.
First, tell me, how big is this group, Michigan Energy, Michigan Jobs, and what kind of organizations are involved in the initiative?
Well, we are a very broad-based and bipartisan coalition that includes businesses, big and small. We have health groups, labor groups, farmers, conservation groups. The NAACP has joined, and the Christian Coalition, and many, many, many more. Folks should visit our website, mienergymijobs.com, to see a full list of folks who have endorsed us. But it's a very bipartisan group, and it's a very broad group. A lot of these groups, in other circumstances, would frankly be fighting with each other over issues, and sometimes they do. But all of us agree on this particular issue, that Michigan should expand its use of clean, renewable energy like wind and solar, because that is going to create jobs for our state. It's going to attract investment. It's going to spark innovation, and it's the right thing to do in terms of protecting our Great Lakes and reducing pollution and improving health for our kids.
Although Michigan's major utilities do not support your group and are very much opposed to the proposal, Consumers Energy and DTE Energy say they're about halfway towards achieving the goals that require 10% of Michigan's energy to come from renewable sources by 2015. Tell me, why not first just let them meet that marker?
Because Michigan is falling behind in the clean energy race. There are actually 30 other states, including Midwestern states like Iowa and Minnesota, that have already passed measures very similar to what we are talking about here. So we think Michigan shouldn't be in the back end of the pack in terms of the clean energy race. We believe with our manufacturing talent and our manufacturing history and our manufacturing know-how, we should be a leader in the clean energy industry, and we can't afford to fall behind again. Things are turning around in our state, but we can't afford to fall behind. So that's why we feel we need to bring this to the voters and let them decide if the time is right now to expand the use of clean, renewable energy like wind and solar right here in Michigan.
There is a group that is standing against you in this effort called the Clean, Affordable, Renewable Energy for Michigan Coalition. They say the proposal will end up costing billions of dollars. Do you acknowledge that there will be some high costs involved in hitting this kind of goal for the utilities?
Actually, all the research shows that moving to clean, renewable energy will actually reduce utility costs. The Public Service Commission, Governor Snyder's own Public Service Commission, in February issued a report that said all renewable energy is now less expensive than new coal. And you may know that Michigan gets 60% of its electricity today from coal, and 100% of that coal is imported from other states like West Virginia and Wyoming. So we're literally exporting billions of dollars and jobs to other states and other countries for energy needs, and we believe our coalition believes we should be creating Michigan energy and Michigan jobs.
Isn't the cost savings going to come after the utilities make the costly upgrades and facility changes they need to make to actually increase their use of renewable sources?
Again, our analysis shows that cost will go down by moving to renewable energy. It's kind of like the flat screen TV that 10 years ago might have cost you $6,000. And today only cost you $450. With advances in technology, and they're happening so rapidly, the cost of clean, renewable energy is going down, and that's good news for consumers, and that's good news for small businesses. So by the way, Consumers Energy, for those of your listeners who have Consumers Energy as their utility company, they've been forced two times in the last year to reduce the cost of customers' utility bills because the cost of renewables is going down. So, you know, folks, they want to, you know, unfortunately, the utility companies are using misinformation, distortions, and scare tactics to get people away from what is really going to be good for their pocketbooks.
I'm talking to Mark Fisk. He's the spokesman for the group Michigan Energy, Michigan Jobs, calling for utilities in Michigan to derive at least 25% of their energy from clean renewable sources by the year 2025. But Mark, I do want to go back to the fact that these utilities, they do need to build potentially new plants and upgrade their facilities, right, to use this renewable energy. Those kinds of steps will cost them money, will they not?
In the short term, our initiative, one of the good things you're going to find if you read this proposal is there is a cap on the cost that big utility companies can charge to customers to comply with this standard. Our estimate says that at most, in the early phases of implementing this proposal, at most, the average Michigan family will pay no more than $1.25 a month to implement this proposal. Okay? And I think it's worth mentioning that without this proposal, right now, today, Michigan has the highest utility rates in the Midwest and among the lowest use of renewables. So again, what is the cost of doing nothing? All the research shows moving to clean renewable energy is going to reduce costs for customers in the long term, and we ought to be moving in that direction.
Now, utilities are now trying to reach this 10% marker. Do you feel they are working as quickly and efficiently as they can to get to at least that 10% point?
I think the utility companies are doing a fine job complying with the law, and we think they can and should do a lot better. Again, Michigan is falling behind. There's 30 other states that have already passed measures similar to our initiative, and we don't want to fall further behind in the clean energy race.
Another argument of opponents to your effort here is they say this kind of mandate should be done through the legislative process and not through amending the state constitution. Why go about it this way?
Well, actually, our coalition would have preferred to go through the legislature initially, but they made the determination early on that the big utility companies have enormous clout and enormous influence in the legislature. In both parties, they spend a lot of money on politicians from both parties. They have an army of lobbyists working for them. And it just is not feasible to increase Michigan's renewable energy standard going through the legislature. That's just not practically possible because, for all practical purposes, our big utility companies control the legislature. So the only way to do the right thing and increase the use of Michigan energy and create 56,000 jobs by doing that, by the way, is to let the people decide. And we think they will decide to vote yes.
How about without this constitutional amendment? Don't you think utilities will likely be near that 25% marker by the year 2025 on their own?
Well, that's why it's so important because, businesses in our state who are in the clean energy sector need security. They need to know where our state is heading. And by passing this initiative, we're sending a message, not just the businesses in our state who are creating jobs and making investments today, but also those in other states who want to locate here in Michigan, that we're serious about clean energy and that there'll be a market here for them and that they can take advantage of that market and create jobs and bring investment here and spark new businesses. And wean us off imported coal and imported oil.
And what happens if utilities miss these goals, this 10% goal by 2015 or your goal of 25% by 2025? What's the penalty to them?
The question is, what happens if they don't achieve the goal in a constitutional amendment?
Exactly.
Well, we believe this is very achievable. I mean, actually, if you look at what other states are doing, our proposal is quite modest. And if you really want to get into the nuts and bolts, what our proposal is requiring is a slower phase-up of renewable energy than the current law has. So the arguments that this is not achievable or they can't do it or it's impossible, they just really don't hold water when faced with the facts. The truth of the matter is they can do it. They are doing it. They have to do a lot better so that our state doesn't fall further behind. And again, like I've said, 60% of our electricity, every time you turn on a light switch, every time you wash your clothes, every time you fire up that air conditioner, you are burning coal and hence burning cash and sending our cash and our jobs to other states like West Virginia and Wyoming, not to mention imported oil from other countries.
And the 25% then of this renewable energy, that would come mostly from natural gas then?
The 25% of our electricity comes from wind, solar, hydropower, biomass.
for those sources to get us up to 25% would be pretty remarkable, would they not?
No, I think it would be pretty remarkable that if we couldn't do it, which we can do, all the research shows, Michigan has enormous potential for wind, for solar, and all of these other forms of energy. And the cost of these new forms of energy is going down. It's becoming very cost competitive in the market, as evidenced by the recent Public Service Commission report, which said the cost of all new renewables is actually less expensive than new coal.
Mark Fisk, spokesman for the group Michigan Energy, Michigan Jobs, just today submitted signatures, over 500,000 signatures, for a proposal that would require Michigan utilities to get at least 25% of their energy from clean, renewable sources by the year 2025. Mark, thank you so much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
You too. We'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.